With me now to talk about national security is a member of the best-looking news team on the radio, Jason Mantzoukas. Hi, Jason.
I would go so far as to say the best-looking member of the best-looking news team.
All right, that's fine.
Great.
Want to move on, or do you want me to just look at you?
I just wanted to... Hey, listen, if you want to...
Okay, ready?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Your eyes... It's as if your eyes are saying the word
okay,
dreamy.
Go.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Faith, great news on the terrorism front, as it was revealed this week that the U.S., get this, has a fix on one of the world's most feared terrorists.
Yeah, right. I heard a U.S. airstrike on al-Qaeda factions in Somalia was successful.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about South Africa, Faith, where one of the greatest threats is hiding out at his house. Nelson Mandela.
What?
Listen up, everybody. Nelson Mandela, who is on the U.S., terrorist watch list.
Nelson Mandela?
We know where you are, Mandela.
Like friend of Oprah? Beloved world figure?
Yes. For the past 27 years, he's been on the U.S. terror watch list. Get ready. We know where he is.
Jason, why is Nelson Mandela on this list?
Apparently, what seems to have happened here, Faith, is that his work with the African National Congress, you know, they were the freedom fighters who turned violent after Mandela was put in jail. Well, you know, his association with them makes him appear as though he's part of a terrorist org. I don't know. It's really confusing. But get this, America's not going to let him slip through their fingers again.
Okay. Do we have any other evil Nobel Peace Prize winners on the watch list?
Well, I have the National Terror Watch List here. Desmond Tutu.
Doodly
doodly doodly doodly doodly. Bill Clinton. Da 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 da. The Dalai Lama.
Wait,
all of them are on the list. Dalai Lama apparently likes to just pop onto jet flights with liquid explosives hidden in his sandals, Faith. I'm not going to lie to you. For me, personally, as an American, I want these leaders to be able to come to our country, you know, with ease. I want them to be able to meet with our leaders, eat in our restaurants. Bloomin' onions all around. That's filthy. Anyway, I want them to be eating our bloomin' onions and see movies in America like the number one movie, Baby Mama.
Okay, that's, yeah, great. They can come and see whatever movie they want to.
Sure, except they should definitely be seeing Baby Mama. You know what I'm talking about? The Tina Fey, Amy Poehler movie Baby Mama that Box Office Magazine called riotously hilarious, Faith.
Why are you talking about Baby Mama?
Okay, sorry. Let me get back on track. I talked to an official at the Homeland Security Administration about this Mandela situation, and he had this to say.
I just like to say that Kate is always up in my business.
Well, when someone falls asleep with a curling iron in their hair, it becomes necessary to insert yourself in their business.
Jason, that was a clip from Baby Mama.
Was it? I'm pretty sure they said Mandela.
Jason, one of my producers is telling me that you are in Baby Mama.
What?
Is that what this is about?
Me? No. I mean, yes, Faith, I am. A very small but integral part in this movie that I am very proud of.
I'm sure you're fantastic, Jason.
Oh,
and
you're
we're
right.
Very happy for you and proud to
Faith,
be
put that pen away. I will not
move
sign
on
an autograph.
And finish the story you're here to talk about. The fact that Nelson Mandela is on the terrorist watch list, I think, speaks volumes about the bureaucratic nightmare that is our anti-terror campaign.
Okay. You're right, Faith. It's a great question. And I have to say that my favorite part about shooting the movie was that we all started to feel like a family, you know, but I have to admit it was a little bit nerve-wracking for us all at first. Here's a co-star, Amy Poehler.
I was and continue to be very nervous around him because he is one of my idols.
Was she even talking about you, Jason?
Me? No. In that clip, she's talking about Steve Martin, but it just seemed appropriate to bring it up now. You know, like, she would talk like that about me, you know, when we were hanging out at the craft
Jason,
service
this
table.
Isn't, this you know? Is not a talk show. I'm not interviewing you.
You know, you're right. It was fun, Faith. Tina and Amy, so great on the set. And here's a story. You guys want to hear a funny story?
There is no audience here, Jason. That was a sound effect. Please stop. Please, just no more Baby Mama.
What? Did you say Baby Mama in theaters
yes.
now? Baby Mama?
Right.